My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh yeah, halfway home on a Wednesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Thanks so much for being here and participating in the chat and Twitter and everywhere else. I don't have Facebook, so I don't see the comments on Facebook. Something tells me I'm probably pretty glad I don't, but it's a story for another day. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer, and Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Paul, he has to jet for a second. We've got a kid coming in who wants to, he's interested in this business. Now, we can't have interns here. It's for whatever reason. I don't know why. Because
corporate policy.
Yeah, trust me. If we could, we'd have 40 of them.
Well,
40.
I think part of it is that nowadays they've realized it's really not fair to have unpaid internships.
Sure.
But then companies go, then we're just not having interns.
Correct.
We don't want to pay them.
Yeah, we're not going to pay them.
It's kind of, there's no good solution there.
So, but we will oftentimes, when somebody presents us with one of these ideas, say, yeah, come on by and we'll see. We'll see, you know, you can see how the sausage is made. But little does this kid know, he's actually going to do the whole 9 o'clock hour. I'm going to dip. I'll just give him the mic and say,
come on, you can do the whole week this week. We don't even have a round table tomorrow.
I'll throw you, what better experience than just saying, here you go, kid. Here's the mic. You got an hour. Have fun.
Throw him into the deep end.
Right into the fire, man. I mean, we were all thrown in the fire at some point in our careers. And I don't know this kid's name. Maybe Andrew, I think.
I thought Trevor.
Or maybe Trevor.
It's in an email somewhere.
It is. So I hope you guys enjoy this kid.
You call him Andrew, I'll call him Trevor. And
we'll see who's right.
Who's right when he walks in.
But let's just give him the mic, Ben. And we can dip and let him do his thing.
That would be an interesting segment.
It would be a great segment.
Terrifying, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, I mean, hey, kid, it's
scar him for life here.
Yeah, you wanted it. You got it, right? So there's another. We have a couple of different topics here to talk about, but one of them.
Well, I want to get an update first. Have you gotten your Oasis tickets yet for Manchester, England on your birthday?
No, they're not on sale yet.
Okay.
I've got.
Pre-sale, nothing.
So there's a. Got an email yesterday. Sign up for the pre-sale. Okay, so I do. I'm not kidding you when I tell you this. They had a questionnaire. How many times have you seen Oasis? Who was the original drummer?
What's the right answer?
I don't know.
The more you have seen them, the more likely you are to get tickets? Or do they want new people who haven't seen Oasis to get tickets?
I have no earthly idea.
Trivia question.
Who was the original drummer?
Who's the answer?
It was Tony McCarroll.
Okay.
And so
you can just look that up on Wikipedia.
Good, yeah. And so you go through that, you answer it, then you get an email which you have to confirm, and so I'm allegedly in the queue for the pre-sale. What's up, buddy?
What's your name?
Trevor.
I was right.
You were right. I thought it was Andrew. Sorry.
It's Trevor.
Trevor. Everybody.
Trevor doesn't know that he's hosting the 9 o'clock hour.
We're
going
to give you the whole. the mic. Enjoy.
We're leaving early.
Yeah.
And the Trevor show is going to be 9 to 10 today.
I hope you're dynamic and entertaining. But anyway, so I get the email. I confirm it. I've got irons in the fire. I got a buddy that's looking into stuff. I got so many irons in the fire for this show. And I did get, I will tell you, some disappointing news. My little brother can't go to the July shows because he needs to be home for June and July because this...
I mean, a won't go than a can't go, but
it's a can't go. This moron is running his third Iron Man.
No, Ben's right. It's a won't.
It's a he can't.
He's
though.
He's choosing to run the Iron Man.
Yeah, right. Well, he's training and all that. He's already done two.
Can't is like my kid's got leg surgery that
right.
week.
That's true.
Won't is I'd rather go do my third
Iron Man.
Iron Man.
I don't know what's gotten into him. But we clearly don't have...
I told that to my trainer when I went to my trainer yesterday. She goes, that's crazy. Three? He's done three of those.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's done two, and he's training for a third. So this whole plan I had is out the window. Now, he said, if they announce the U.S., we'll definitely do that. Maybe we'll go to Chicago, and where the site of the original concert was supposed to be. That would be pretty cool. Or the Rose Bowl. So here's... Listen to this, though, Ben. A total of 1,066,888 tickets will be available over the 14 gigs with demand set to be four times that. These shows will sell out in less than 3 minutes. Extra dates will be added for sure. So I got the clearance this morning from the missus that she said, since Brett can't go and it's way far and it's your 50th, go if you want to go. If you want to go by yourself and travel
by yourself.
So I think... My 50th will be a pilgrimage.
Do you believe her?
She gave me the go-ahead this morning. She said she didn't. I mean, she's like, yeah, go. Have a ball.
So we phrased it kind That's of sad. Like, hey, if you want to
I mean, you or me, one of us. Trevor, do you want to go to Manchester, England next year with
see Oasis?
Paul, with the Woods to see Oasis?
I'd go.
So I'm actually... semi-excited about it. I think that's cool on your 50th to like have a little pilgrimage of like, this is something I want to do. I'm going to go do it, and I'm going to fly back. You
it's a good attitude. It also could be viewed as spending your birthday alone. Is kind of.
But I will not be. I'll be with 100,000 of my closest friends, everyone having the time of their lives. That's the goal anyway. So if I get tickets to that, I'm definitely going that weekend. I'm going to try to go to both shows, but that would be pretty spectacular. But we found a better one for our old pal Ben.
I may have a 49th birthday plan here, thanks
no,
to...
No, it'll be your... Oh, no, it's this year.
It's this year.
It'll be your 49th.
Eddie K619 tweeted me and said, Oasis Shmoasis, this is the big one for Ben Higgins. And it's October 25th through November 9th, so right during my birthday, new residency at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas, Foreigner, with featured original members.
Wait, what are the dates again?
October 25th through November 9th.
Oh, I'm just going to miss them.
A residency.
Well, I mean, it's like 3 weeks of shows there.
Yeah. You think you would travel? Foreigner. Would you travel for a show? The answer is no.
Vegas. Venetian's nice.
Very nice.
I mean, it's a pretty nice spot. I do like all the songs listed at the top of the flyer. Jukebox Hero, our Tuesday open.
Hot Blooded.
Urgent. Cold as Ice. Yeah. Double Vision. I Want to Know What Love Is. And Feels Like the First Time. I mean, if they just play those seven, I'm good to go. And
in
that's
a row.
It. Just play those in a row, and then I can get back to the tables.
That's an easy one. That is an easy one.
Well, while you guys are off seeing Oasis and Foreigner in London and Las Vegas, I will be spending my birthday next month at Bloom Nightclub. I can go see Eurotrash.
What is Eurotrash?
I don't know. I just looked up concerts on your birthday.
Our boss, Adam Klug, just
Dead
said...
Dead on a Sunday is playing at Soda Bar.
Adam said, I wouldn't go see Foreigner if they were playing in our performance studio here at the office.
Are you insane, Adam?
He is the Dan and Shay lover. Imagine bagging on Foreigner when you're like, yeah, I went to Dan and Shay.
Imagine bagging on anything.
Imagine bagging on any band. If you, as a grown man...
You missed your team in the World Series.
To go see Dan and Shay. And
he's insane.
And let's be honest, he teared up 1,000%. He likes it. He says he went for his wife. He didn't.
I gave Paul a Foreigner album for Christmas. It's his favorite album ever.
I love it, too.
I don't know about that.
It's so good.
It's really good. So, I'll just put it on, and it's just like banger after banger after banger.
So now that I've gotten it in my head of going solo, people are like, I'll go with you. It's in my head that I want to go solo. I don't want to go with anybody now. Now I just want to go by myself. Because then you don't have to worry about, did you get your ticket? Do I need to buy them? Like, I can just go and do it and then come back.
One of the, like, greatest things I remember about becoming an adult is traveling by yourself for the first time. And
it's
not having
elite.
To worry about anybody else.
Nobody else's feelings, like, what they
want
to eat.
You get to the airport when you want. You
yeah.
Go eat if you want to eat. You don't eat if you don't want to eat.
Yeah.
You're even waiting for, like, the rental car. I'm going, this is, I can go whatever I want. Pick whatever car in the aisle I want to take.
When I was
young, I don't have to consult with anybody.
When I was younger, the thought of going anywhere alone paralyzed me. And then I got married and I had kids. And now the thought of going anywhere alone, whether it's CVS or anywhere, I'm like, this is travel. Anybody, I can stay in a dump Airbnb or a hotel in Manchester. I don't care. I can fly whatever seat I want. I don't have to worry about anybody else. Now I'm like, I hope nobody goes with me at all. I hope I get one lone ticket and the 50th birthday pilgrimage.
You will need to document it for us a little bit on social
bro,
media.
Come on, man.
We want to be along the ride.
It'll be the best
you.
Content that I've ever done. It's going to be so much fun. So
like
the bigger
question is, you're going to bring the equipment, right?
And yeah, no, absolutely. That's on a weekend, thank God. It's on a Friday and Saturday, so I'll be taking Friday off to travel for sure.
Are you just going for the weekend?
I'll probably go like 4 days.
That's it?
Yeah, it's a couple travel days and two shows. Yeah, just a quick one, man.
It's a lot of flying.
Yeah. Tony says, you force your kids to listen to Oasis. Yeah.
You're not going to take your golf clubs?
No. No.
Head up to Scotland for a couple of days?
No.
Hit
no.
the links?
No.
St. Andrews, Old Course? No.
No. That's my brother.
Clark's going with you. I'd make you do that.
My brother suggested that. Let's bring Dad, and we go up in Scotland, and I'm like, I'm just going to go. Now this is turning into a 10-day vacation, and I'm already having another vacation. So it's, that's the plan right now.
Or vacation over here.
Rufus is midlife. Yeah. Yeah. Midlife crisis.
Johnny says, Woodsy really on a generational run of vacations this year?
This will be next year.
That's true.
Yeah.
But you've got your Hawaii's. Mm-hmm. You've got your
Philadelphia.
Philly next year.
July's going to be a very busy month for your old pal.
Got Colorado coming up.
Yeah, Colorado coming up, allegedly. We'll see we got San Francisco in a couple weeks.
Everybody, continue to please support and listen to this program
because
Woodsy is going to need that support to fund all of his extravagant trips that he has planned.
Yeah, YOLO. YOLO.
Our boss Michael says, more vacation, Island Boy. Thank you.
Sign me up, man. You only live once.
All right, we've got
I'm an island boy, and I've been trying to make.
Paulie's so
fast. I'm an island boy.
Yeah, go buy t-shirts, please.
All right, we had the Incorporator with Jesse Agler yesterday when he joined us, and he nailed it. We will pay that off for you when we come back, and then Brett Boone will join us at the bottom of the hour on a Big League Wednesday. Don't go anywhere. It's Bennett Woods and Paul and Trevor on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A great song that Charlie Blackman has scarred me on forever.
I know. It's all. We almost need to bang it from the rotation here. Because Paulie, make a note, would you just bang that entirely? Because
I love that song.
I love it too, but he's ruined it.
It gives me nightmares because I always feel like he's about to do something bad to the San Diego Padres when
yeah.
I hear it.
When you hear it, you're like, oh, there's a double. Two-run double there. So good, man. It's a great song, though.
It is a great song.
Yep.
All right, welcome back. It's Ben and Woods, and Tuesdays are Incorporator Day with Jesse Agler, the voice of the Padres, joined us for a lot of corn talk yesterday.
Lots of corn yesterday.
When we learned that the corn will actually sweat in the Midwest heat, creating even more heat and humidity, and that's why the Padres and Cardinals looked so miserable last night in the game. So with that in mind, I was able to give Jesse a corn-related Incorporator word. Paulie? Jesse is a civilized man. I'm sure he's gone to some nice restaurants and seen this item perhaps on a menu at a fancy Mexican restaurant, but it's a fungus that grows on corn that is a delicacy, especially in Mexican cuisine.
You eat the fungus.
You actually eat the fungus. In America, it's just called corn smut, but when you order at the restaurant, it's called huitlacoche.
Huitlacoche?
Huitlacoche. And I will text it to you, Jesse, but,
please, yes.
Huitlacoche.
Huitlacoche.
Yeah. All right. That's a tough one to work into a broadcast.
Very.
Jesse nailed it fairly early in the game, I believe, yesterday, wasn't it, Paulie?
Yeah. He texted me and he said, hey, sorry about it, because he started his setup and then Miles Mikolas got hit with the comebacker.
Right.
Yeah.
And twice, actually.
Twice.
Yeah. Twice. And it kind of slowed everything down. So I had to kind of chop it up a little bit. So this is one of the longer setups and executions. But we go to the top of third out at Busch Stadium.
Nothing in one. A pitch to Bogarts in the air, foul, out of play, right side, strike two. You're going to think I'm making this up. And I swear I'm not. But apparently, it is even more humid than usual because of a particular crop in the Midwest right now. Corn. 0-2. Bogarts takes a little bit low, ball one. Apparently, the corn is sweating. Did I know this was a thing before today? I did not. But apparently it's a real thing, and the corn, the crop, when it's in the ground, can sweat and release even more moisture and humidity into the air. 1-2 pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes.
I did not know that, but clearly I've been here when the corn has been sweating before. Because it really feels like this. It feels like every summer we get here. But certainly the corn could be adding a little bit of extra humidity.
So, yeah, the corn is sweating, which is making the humidity even more oppressive. I'm sure those of you who are very into haute cuisine are wondering, what does that mean for the huitlacoche?
Nice.
And I don't know. I am not a farmer. I don't understand the different ways that the conditions impact the corn. But that's where we are in St. Louis in late August 2024.
That's fantastic.
You probably, if you listen to Gwen and Chris, you know that Tony is a big sweater. Especially
is he a sweater?
Yeah, if he hasn't any spicy food at all, just starts dripping instantly, you know, and he's got the shaved head, so he just instantly, like a fountain, the second he gets any spicy food. I've got to imagine that the heat and humidity of St. Louis also makes him start sweating. So I bet he was very uncomfortable.
Miserable. It sounded like
the last couple of
the
days.
The booth is terrible there, as Jesse said, and dark and hot.
Bug infested.
And Dave Marcus sitting behind you with two fans on him, you know.
But you can't have them because they make too much noise.
None for the talent. Yeah, you can't have them near the microphones and just rotting there, you know, and watching these pitchers pouring sweat. It's just awful. Like, we just don't give them enough credit. We don't. The broadcasters, the team, all of it. It is just miserable. It's a miserable experience. And it made me think last night, they're talking about, you know, next season, the A's playing up in Sacramento. And the particular field that they play on in Sacramento, Ben, can get up to like 130 degrees in the summer with the heat index and bouncing off the turf and all of that. And you see that and you go, how are they going to do this? And of course, the A's will be playing 81 games there. And it's not always that hot in Sacramento, but you're a visiting team, you're coming there, you're like, oh, cool, it's 130. I remember when we were kids, some of those games in St. Louis at Old Bush. I prefer New Bush to Old Bush, always have. But you remember that stadium? I mean, and you could, like, see it. I remember, like, Tommy Herr playing third base. I mean, and you see,
the
like,
heat waves,
radiating, yeah. And you're like, yeah.
That shimmer in the air, like a mirage.
And back then, those uniforms weighed 25 pounds to put on, and just thick as you could get. Yeah, those guys just out there dying.
I want to bring something up, because you said, you know, some of the pitchers not getting enough credit for
it's
what
the
they've
players.
Done. Players, but in particular, there's one. And I wanted to bring up Yuki Matsui, because he's taken some lumps. He's taken some slings and arrows. Maybe you don't know this about Yuki Matsui, but I heard Jesse mention it last night on the broadcast. He came in yesterday. He leads the Padres in appearances this year. And you say, well, what's the big deal if he's not effective? Well, he got the win last night. He's 4-2 with a 3.32 ERA in his first season in American professional baseball after coming over from Japan, making all those adjustments that you have to make, new hitters, new culture, everything that you have to do when you come from a new country. And he's got a 3.32 ERA. Jeremiah Estrada, been fantastic. 3.28 ERA. I mean, essentially, and not as many appearances as Yuki Matsui. Yuki Matsui's actually been a very valuable member of this Padres team who gets very little recognition or credit. Mostly just gets dumped on because he's given up a couple of big home runs and frustrating moments. But for the most part, he's actually been a really good pickup and signing from A.J. Preller.
Well, we always talk about, you know, players needing to make adjustments. And Yuki came in and he had everybody just so confused with his great stuff when he started. Then he hit a rough patch, which is going to happen to every single pitcher and player throughout the course
especially
of the season.
Especially a rookie. I know he's older because he's played in Japan, but he is a rookie.
But then he made adjustments and has been so massively effective. And again, another weapon in that bullpen. I don't look at anyone in that bullpen, and every single one of them's had a hiccup at some point. I don't look at anybody and not have trust in them. And that's got to be a good feeling for Mike Shildt. He knows more times than not he can count on those guys. It's pretty incredible how they've manipulated the starting rotation and the bullpen this year. Again, a lot of credit goes to them for sticking with guys, for Ruben helping them make adjustments on the fly, and he's been really effective. Knock on wood. I mean, we say that. I feel like every time we mention somebody.
Now you have a bullpen, though, where Yuki Matsui, a guy who has been effective, is maybe your number five?
Right.
Option,
yeah.
On days where, you know, some of your top guys are down, you can throw him out there and feel pretty good about his chances to get some outs. Sammy Leavitt posted, I think it was from this morning on MLB Network, they were talking about the Padres bullpen. Mark DeRosa said, I'm taking this bullpen to lead me through the postseason over anybody right now. Dan O'Dowd said they legitimately have a chance to win a World Series this year. The discussion, Padres, 34 saves, 3.9 ERA, top half of baseball, strikeouts per nine innings, fourth in baseball, walks per nine innings, second fewest in baseball, and whip, top half of baseball for their bullpen. It's a good bullpen. It's gotten much better, obviously, since the trade deadline. Wasn't horrible before. It was kind of middling, and now it is elevated itself to the really the top level of bullpens in baseball.
Yeah, and he gets swing and miss. He gets chase. Now, you know, the walks aren't great, but I think he's dialed that back
way
a little
back.
Bit.
Way back. No, so, way back he's dialed it back.
So, I mean, he's been great. And what another nice weapon for Mike Schilt to be able to have down there. But again, making those adjustments, he easily could have thrown in the towel, man. And you know, just, I don't have it. I'm walking too many guys. I'm putting too many guys on. Guys are hitting me hard. He's been fantastic. Knock on wood.
Now, before we go to break, I know we got Brett Boone coming up. Jesse Agler wasn't done last night in the third inning. No, we got a bonus. You teased it, or you mentioned it as we were bringing Jesse on yesterday, that we'd kicked around the idea of doing Oasis lyrics,
yeah,
and you didn't want to jinx the band.
I'm not going to jinx it.
So we went with Ben's word, but...
This was once a baseball oasis, and it certainly can and will be again, but right now, not the case.
What a legend.
He did that on purpose.
What a legend.
Through an oasis.
A legend. I like the secret second incorporator, as Tyler said.
All right, Brett Boone will join us on a Big League Wednesday. He is coming up next. You don't want to miss that. Stick around. More Ben and Woods coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Padres keep rolling. We keep rolling until 10 o'clock here on a Wednesday. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan, and we've got Brett Boone standing by on a Big League Wednesday. We will chat with the former big leaguer, always one of our favorite conversations of the week, coming up right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Music can mean only one thing. We are joined right now by Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider calls presented by Granger with supplies and solutions product for you. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. Brett, the host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring notable names from MLB and around sports every week, including former Braves pitching coach Leo Mazzoni.
Mm-hmm. Was it Mazzoni or Mazzone? Was it Mazzone or Mazzoni?
What's that? I call him Mazzoni.
Mazzoni. All right.
Yeah.
I've heard both, actually, you're right.
I think I've heard
Mazzone.
Both. Yeah.
Either way, guy who coached, you know,
yeah.
Maddox and Glavin and Smoltz.
Yeah,
and
Avery. I mean, nasty.
Which, and we've been talking about Greg Maddox this week, Booney, with the that documentary, the talking about with his brother and just some of the great stories that he's been sharing. Do you have any Greg Maddox or Braves pitching stories for us?
It's funny. I was watching and I called Greg midway. I said, I'm midway through your documentary and, you know, in Maddox fashion, Boone, what do you think? I said, I think it's just so you. Maddox is, he's unbelievable. You know, he's eccentric. He's smart as anyone I ever met from a pitcher standpoint, because pitchers are usually not very smart. But I think he kind of spread that around to that staff and why it was so astute. I mean, you hate as a hitter when you're thinking through at bats. Usually 9 times out of 10, the pitcher on the mound is just worried. He's so wrapped up in just getting it out and getting the next out. But those guys weren't. They're reading body language. They know if you're sitting on a pitch. And it, the 90s Braves, I think, and obviously I only got to see my generation, but the best starting rotation I think I've ever seen. And Leo was right in the middle of it. I got to play there 1 year, and my spot was right next to Leo, and he'd be rocking back and forth. And I used to, you know, grab him and go, listen, you're stressing me out with this doctor. Nick Booney, I've been doing this for 10 years before you got here. I said, well, just give it a rest. Leo's great. He has some great insight, and really they had a philosophy in the 90s that nobody else had. They had a way to get you out. I knew what they were going to do. And if they executed their plan, if I come up, and I talk about this all the time, if I come up my first at bat and you hang me a slider and I hit one into the seats, 9 times out of 10, I just eliminated slider from your repertoire. You don't want to throw it again.
Yep.
The real smart, high-level guys, they'll throw me 4 sliders in a row to start with my next at bat, and I'm going back to the dugout going, what's he thinking? Didn't he see? Well, he's thinking one move ahead of me. I hated when you started thinking with me. I like to eliminate a pitch and then build my case for my next 3 at-bats off that. If I can eliminate fastball away, just a base hit to right field, I don't need to hit a homer. But if I can take a well-located fastball down and away and get a knock in that hole on the right side, that pitcher's going to, gee, how did he hit that? I located, I did it well. I pretty much eliminated fastball away. Now all I have to worry about is coming in on me, which I don't want to hit anyway, where you're going to try to trick me. It eliminates a pitch, and that's all I ever try to do offensively. If I can eliminate a pitch, I get the advantage. It goes, the pendulum swings to my favor, but not with those guys. I mean, it didn't matter. They could throw me anything, anytime, and it didn't matter the success or the failure. There was no rhyme or reason. I couldn't eliminate a pitch.
This SOB in this video, I watched Greg Maddux talking about in a meaningless blowout game, he's going to throw a pitch that he wants Jeff Bagwell to hit out for a home run. Wants him to. Wants him to. So that
I don't know if I buy that. So it sounds great, though, for the legend.
But yeah, except for the legend in the playoffs, because we're going to face these guys in the playoffs. Guess what he's looking for? That. Three straight changeups away. Bagwell swings over every single one of them. Game over because he's sitting on that two-seamer.
Eddie Perez is like, are you insane?
And he's like, what are you doing? You know he pounds it inside. No, I'm going to throw one inside and watch him hit it out. And it's just insane. Yeah, it could be all BS or happenstance, but they called him the professor for a reason. And, you know, Brett, I want to ask you, I hope this makes sense, too. You're talking about that. When did you start as a player, a kid, when did you start thinking in your ABs instead of just see ball, hit ball? I'm going to pound this ball. I don't really care where it goes. What was the age for you where you're like, I have to start taking these at bat? I never thought of it. I was so scared up there. I just wanted to hit the ball and really not embarrass myself. But for you, when did it start like thinking through ABs like that?
You're right. I mean, because, you know, when I'm talking to young players, I got to assess whether they're ready for this information, whether they can handle that.
Yeah.
You mentioned you were scared. You didn't have the confidence in yourself to sit on a pitch and lay off the other one. It took me a long time. And I look back on my career. That's one thing I wish I would have gotten a grasp of earlier in my career. So it was the second half of my career. I was pretty much a see ball, hit ball, coming through the minor leagues, swinging hard, hair on fire, didn't care. I got to the big leagues, I got a little humble pie real early, and I started sitting on breaking balls. But I really didn't have a formulated approach till the second half of my career where I had the ability to stick with a program. By the time I left the on-deck circle, each at-bat after at-bat after at-bat for 162 games, that's when I became really a fully rounded player, in my opinion. And I had an approach. Some days it didn't work. Some days it did, but when it didn't work, that didn't mean I abandoned it. I knew to give myself the best chance to be as successful as I can, I had to do it over 162 game schedule, and that was going to give me that ability. It's really a cat and mouse, a chess match. I knew Pedro Martinez was reading my body language. I knew if I took a fastball for a strike in a situation, he was on to me going, wait a minute, why did Booney take that in an RBI situation? He must be sitting on something else. Now I had to counter my thinking. So with the rare guys like that, it was really a chess match. But I think it's what makes the game. When I was young, Edgar Martinez took me aside and said, Booney, you're going to have to start sitting on breaking balls. This one, I was a kid. And I remember Ken Griffey Jr. walking past us with his hat on backwards. He's like 22 years old. He's already been to 3 All-Star games. And he looks at me and goes, what are you guys doing? I said, Griff, us normal people were trying to formulate a plan for tonight. And he said just what you said, Woods. He said, I just see ball, hit ball. And he walked by, and I thought, well, must be nice. And Edgar looked at me and goes, don't listen to him. He's different than us. That's when I knew I had to have an approach. But really, I didn't put that fully into the process until the second half of my career.
All right, Booney. So it's you against Pedro Martinez. 0-0 count. Yes. And he throws you a fastball, and you take. Okay? You take it.
Depending on the situation.
And right. then he's thinking, why did Booney take that fastball there?
Or how did I take it?
How did you take it?
Was I late to the take? Did I get my foot down late? Like I'm looking curveball or slider, and the fastball got there too quick, so my front foot got down late. Guys like Pedro would recognize that. Guys like Maddux, Smoltz, they'd recognize that, and I knew it. And I'd get a glance at them, see if they caught it. And I could tell whether they caught it or not. Now I got to redo the thinking in my mind. And it's a nightmare. David Wells was good at it, too. David Wells would throw me a heater. I wore him out the first half of my career. He'd throw me a fastball for a strike. I'd hit one in the bleachers. Next to bat, he'd throw me 3 fastballs. And he'd be laughing at me because I was faking him. And I'm going, what are you doing? That's a higher level thinking. David Wells would do that in the second half. David was very successful with me where that first part of our career had all the success. Second half, he had all the success, and I had to make the adjustment. It's an unbelievable game. It's my favorite part about the game,
yeah.
Game within the game, and long-term thinking as a hitter.
It's weird, man. I didn't do any of this until I turned 40. You know what I mean? Like, no one told me about this when I was 16, 17. It was...
Right. It's not a guess, and that's what people say. Oh, yeah. You're guessing. No, it's an educated approach.
Yeah,
and
I love that.
On soft, then I'm not sitting on curveball. I'm sitting on curveball, slider, or changeup. I'm sitting soft.
Mm-hmm.
And if I get one of those, and he might throw me 3 fastballs to start, I might be 2-1, and he just threw me 3 hitters. That doesn't mean I abandon the breaking ball approach. That means I'm waiting, and, baby, it's coming. If you can wait him out, get it, then you won the game. But the second part is when you get your pitch, don't miss it.
Yeah,
and when you're missing it, that's why that's when you're in a slump and they're getting you out with everything.
That's brilliant.
Talking to Brett Bone, Insider Calls, presented by Granger. I've got one for you, and no offense to Bobby Witt Jr. or Ketel Marte or Francisco Lindor. The MVP races are pretty wrapped up. Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge this year. But for your money, which one would you want on your team? Obviously, Judge is playing the field every day. Ohtani's going to come back and pitch next year. Who's the best player in baseball?
Well, best offensive player is Aaron Judge, I think. I think he separated himself like in my generation Bonds did. I think he's the most prolific, the biggest different maker on the offensive side of the ball since Barry Bonds, and I don't even think it's close. I think Juan Soto's a great player. I think Bobby Witt's a great player. I think Shohei Ohtani is an electric player. But offensively, I think Judge is just heads and tails at this stage of his career. If you're going to ask me to take one, if Shohei, can you preface it? Is Shohei going to be like a real solid number two or number one?
Yeah, coming back next year, and he's pitching like he was before he got hurt.
I don't think that's a no-brainer. I'm taking Shohei Ohtani. He's just, when you add that much, he's essentially 2 all-star players.
Yeah.
An all-star pitcher and an all-star hitter, and I don't even think the greatness of Judge on the offensive side, I don't think you can fight with a guy that can, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm going to go out and pitch a 7 inning and shutout ball tomorrow as I go 2 for 3 with a 3-run homer to win the game. You can't really fight that.
How's your brother doing in New York, man? It's, you know, this is always that time of year. Can he get down to
it? He's doing great. Good. And I laugh. He's sitting there right there with the best, you know, second best record in baseball, and it seems like he's been hired and fired 6 times this year already.
Yeah, so, kind of.
If you look at Twitter, it's been 600 times.
It's unbelievable. It's just the beast of New York, but I always tell him, you know, where else would you want to be? Who cares about the Twitter? Who cares about the talk shows? You know what you're doing. They're having a really good year. It all comes down to the postseason for them, especially in New York. And it's the team that's healthy, 2024, we've talked about on this show quite a bit. Nowadays, the most important thing is having a healthy roster going into the postseason, because health is such at a premium with the amount of injuries that happen in the game today.
When you now that we are getting close here to the last month of the season, and you know the Yankees are fighting for a division title, the Padres and Diamondbacks are just 3 games back, there's been this whole thing, though, about the teams that wait and don't play in the wild card series getting kind of rusty or cold or not playing well. Like, what's your take on the postseason format and how it impacts teams, you know, at the end of the year?
I love the format as a fan, because I think it's the best thing for baseball. I don't like it as a player, because I think it cheapens the postseason berth that you get and put on your resume. That being said, I'm a fan now. I'm an analyst now. I love the postseason in the history of baseball to be able to predict what's going to happen, because you just never No. And that's why I say health is at such a premium. Right now, and not just because I'm on the radio in San Diego, I'll take the Padres against anybody to win the World Series right now. With a fully healthy roster, Musgrove coming back and being that horse that he's been, and the way he's pitched his first, I know he's going tonight. His first 3 outings have been pretty darn good. With Darvish coming back soon, Tatis is going to come back soon. I'll take San Diego against anybody right now. And Arizona, how is Arizona? I've been looking at the roster. How are they doing?
It's incredible.
You know, Arizona just rattled off 15-5, and they're coming. These guys are making it a race in the National League West. Phillies haven't played the greatest, but on paper they're as good as anybody. You don't hear about Milwaukee and Minnesota, but they're dangerous. And then you go over and the Clevelands. Kansas City's coming out of nowhere to make that Central a race. The Houston Astros, you can never count them out. And the young, talented Baltimore Orioles. There's just so many options. But right now in the National League, I'll take San Diego as it stands today, August 28th. I'll take the Padres right now. That bullpen is a whole different world, man, with that bullpen down there. You've got weapons everywhere. You get a lead just like last night. They came back the way they did. They've been so good offensively. It's chipping away when they're down. And then you get the lead late in the game with that bullpen. A lot of teams on the other side go, man, it's over. And when they start, you start mentally making them feel like it's over. That's a pretty good thing. And that's what that bullpen can do in San Diego.
Love it. And Brett Boone is no homer for San Diego.
Yeah, no.
He'll tell it like it is. No doubt about it. Brett, thank you so much. We'll chat with you next week.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
That was Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider calls again presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I think that's the prevailing thought right now, that with the Padres playing as well as they are, getting healthier at the end of the season, there's no reason to think that they're not one of the favorites in a World Series tournament.
Yeah, the stuff from Booney that I love more than anything is the internal battles, you know?
That was amazing.
But it also is disappointing because it makes you, when you hear that, you go, I know nothing. I know nothing. I really don't know a damn thing about this game. When you hear that he's watching how your foot lands on a take and you know,
makes you feel stupid to ever comment on these guys.
It really does.
But it doesn't surprise you when you're doing something hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. You're going to get pretty next level on the thinking when it comes to whatever it is.
It's true. It's true.
Fascinating stuff. From Brett Boone, we got 1 hour to go. Paulie's got a Rondo report, get some headlines there. Look ahead to tonight's game in St. Louis. All coming up with Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.